bringing you the voice of yoga from every corner of the world. This is Namaste Yoga, Yoga and the World Special on Radio 1.
I'm going to play music, that's definitely going to happen. But what's going to happen right now in the studio is we are also going to talk about World Yoga Day. In conversation with me, who's walked into the studio way before time. I think that's thanks to the discipline that yoga has brought in our life. It's Samantha Duggal. Hello.
Hi, Annie. Nice to see you finally.
We had a telephonic conversation a few months ago. I think it was last time, maybe last World Yoga Day, is it? Or way after that? No, it was way after that.
It was not to do with yoga day.
Yeah, it didn't have anything to do with that actually, right. So about 6 months ago or so, and we knew this was going to happen, and this is, the day is going to come when we will sit face to face talking to each other. And what better day than an International Yoga Day, or a World Yoga Day as we call it. And thanks that the UN has marked this day as the World Yoga Day. So Samantha, you have been associated with yoga for quite some time, I believe.
Now it's been like 15 years. I started in 2002.
Nice.
Yeah, I made this slow transition from like dance. I used to dance with Chamak for like another 10-15 years, another decade. And so I transitioned into yoga very gradually from there in 2002. And my first teacher training was at the Shivananda Ashram in Kerala, which was a mind-bogglingly difficult experience. But it just changed my life. It was amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. What school of yoga do you follow?
I call my yoga integrated yoga because I have studied so much over the last 15 years. So I can't say that I follow this school or that school.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were really to peg it at something, it would be a classical hatha format, you know.
Okay.
Yes. So
okay.
Very traditional hatha yoga, yes.
Nice.
So,
yeah. Nice. Isn't that also supposed to be a little tedious, hatha yoga?
It is tedious.
Of what I've read. It's not like I know or an expert on this, but
well,
of what I've read.
It is tedious because, yes, you do hold the postures for longer, and it's very focused on the alignment and, you know, getting the posture right and breathing into it. So there's a lot of technical detailing and alignment which goes into it. So yes, it is difficult, but as any discipline, it requires like regular practice and you know, and to practice every day. A daily sadhana, daily practice is what is needed to follow hatha yoga. Yeah.
Wow. And you did not branch into anything else? Like there's kundalini, there is vinyasa, there are so many other schools
of
yoga.
So I've dabbled with all of it. Trust me, I've experienced kundalini yoga, I've experienced vinyasa, I've experienced, well, I've also well studied like Vedic chanting, and you know, from I've done a lot of study. But what I actually do teach is like an amalgamation of everything, because I don't think there is like different, I mean, it has evolved into different disciplines and different schools because of different lineages.
Correct.
But all, I honestly think there is only one yoga. So I don't want to really name it something. I think
Correct.
Yoga is yoga, and everyone has a different path and a personal feeling towards it.
Correct.
So, and that's the way I teach it.
Yeah. You know, we are just a little away from making it a cult here, which it has been in the West.
Yes.
And, you know, like we were just talking a little while ago about how the West makes it a cult and then we follow it. We don't need to do that, because yoga is something that comes from our very own land. And it's time that we stand up and I think kind of tell the world that we dominate it. And we are the ones who have actually the right to kind of take it forward. So in that direction, in the past 15 years, what is the kind of change you've seen?
I think, well, it's done a full U-turn. It's gone to the States, it's gone to Europe, it's gone everywhere, and then it's come back here. And I think Indian teachers have a lot of stuff to offer. I mean, yes, the West has definitely taken it to another level where the physicality, the anatomy, teacher trainings, commercialization is concerned. But we have been brought up with this. It's inherent in us. What we have to really do is learn how to teach it, how to explain it. It's to combine what it actually entails, which is the lifestyle, the philosophy, the tradition which goes along with it, the spirituality which goes along with it, and then present it. And I think, yes, we will be definitely up there.
Wow. Okay, there's a lot more to learn about yoga, which I don't think will happen like in two segments which we're about to do. There's just one more segment we've got to do with each other. But what she can definitely point out will be the benefits of yoga and how in a city like Mumbai, especially me who's sitting in this chair, maybe moving in and out sometimes, how yoga, little asanas and poses that she can teach me maybe today live in the studio will be up
standing
on...
standing in a handstand. Upside down.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
You are calling in in for casualty. Now you'll handle it in the Radio 1 studios. Yeah, but that'll be new.
That'll be the first. Yeah.
Going into Stranger, Chris Malinchak with Mickey Echo. If you have requests, you have to keep sending in to me because you are playing God today. Radio 1 World Music Day presented by You Mobiles.